we want good friends, we want this, like, be a good friend. Like, we want community, we want this, we'll, like, make the community. Or, like, we want to be invited in other people's houses, whatever.
Yes.
Invite people into your home. Yes. Like, do the thing. If you can't just always, like, want the thing, want the thing. Like, be the thing first.
Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally. And we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back
to
the Heart to Hope podcast. We're here.
Oh my gosh. People do that. Like, they have one thing that they do every...
Yes.
I guess that's what we say. Welcome back to the Heart to Hope podcast.
We could do
something together, though.
We could.
Heart to Hope. We could, like, harmonize with each other.
Heart to Hope podcast.
Oh my gosh. So maybe you'll hear something new next time. Maybe we'll work on that.
And then we'll, like, not do it consistently.
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh my.
Or it could just be, like, terrible harmony every time.
Yeah.
Or like, a different, like, theme. Like, could be, like, jazzy one time, like, opera the next, bluesy the next. I'm just kidding.
Christmas.
Oh.
The bells.
Anyways, welcome back to the podcast. We are both here, which is always such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be talking about some... It's not really fall things. We tried to make it like a fall theme, but ended
it's
up...
It's cozy,
it
I
is.
Think.
Maybe that's why it's just associated.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be talking about our homes and making our homes...
Yes.
Happy, cozy places that we love to be at. And
yeah.
Stuff like that. So it's a sort of October theme.
Yeah, making your house a home. Come on.
Making your house a home.
Yes.
Yeah. So what made you want to talk about this?
Well, if you guys don't know already, I just moved into my own apartment. Yes. And it's my first place that, like, I got to get all my own things. And make that into, like, a little bit of a home. And it's definitely, like, it's just so not my mindset. I would love to hear your personality with this, but my personality with, like, decorating and home stuff is that I've always had roommates, and before that I lived in my parents' house, but I've always had roommates outside of my parents' house, and I literally would let them just do the decorating, and including you, like, I would just let people do their things around the house, and, like, even other people are like, oh, like, we're gonna get a Christmas tree, and, like, in my mind, I was talking to a family that I'm close with in Syracuse, and I was like, I probably won't get a Christmas tree, like, I don't need that in my house. And she's like, yes, you do. Like, you need a Christmas tree. You need to decorate. Have your friends over. Make hot cocoa.
Yep.
Make cookies. And I was like, why? Like, I understand that that's, I don't know, like.
Oh, we're so doing that this year.
Holiday-esque. But I'm like, yeah, I'm just not, it's not something that I, like, maybe my family culture, like, to do something just for the fun of it. Like, just to enjoy and be together. Like, there's usually a goal or something in mind, or, like,
you
do something.
You need to return to childlike.
But, like, something to achieve to then go and do. Or, like,
just,
even,
like, task-oriented.
Like, yes, yeah. And so I, and then along with that, like, just the other side of it is, like, I have never really enjoyed decorating very much. I never really, it's always very sentimental things.
So interesting.
And not so much things that, like, just makes a space cute just for the sake of it. Like,
okay, so I don't feel like, because I felt similarly in that, like, I'm like, why don't I just have somebody else come and decorate my house? Because I don't feel like I have, like, super good, just, like, taste.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like, I have friends like Charlotte and, like, Eliza who literally can just, like, make a space beautiful. Like, Christian, whatever he touches, it's like, aw, and I don't feel like I'm like that.
Yeah.
But that's interesting because I haven't really thought of that since I've been in this house very much. I thought more about just, like, I just want to make it cozy and cute.
Yeah.
So I've kind of thrown that out the window a little bit.
Yeah.
And haven't really thought about that a lot. But I used to a lot. Like, oh, I'm not going to be the one, right, to decorate because, like, I don't have the eye for it.
Yeah. Which I don't know what I was expecting even, like, in the future for my houses as an, 18-year-old or whenever I moved out. Like, I'm just not... I wasn't thinking about that. That's so... It's weird. I'm just so practical. Like, well, that just doesn't... I don't care.
Right.
But then there is a part of it that's like, no, if you want your house to feel homey, you need to do a few things to make it feel that way. You can't just be like, Yeah. No furniture, it's fine. I just sit against the wall on the ground. Like,
right.
Okay, you can do that, but...
Right. Right. So I think, should we just go into that point?
Yeah.
I feel like that goes into one of our points that we want to talk about, which is just, like, make... Just, yeah, make it your space. Like, make it cozy, make it comfy.
Mm-hmm.
To the point of literally, like, yeah, just do something.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not... Which, actually, I feel like this can go both ways. Some of it is, like, just do something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not, like, what you ultimately want yet.
Yeah.
So this is where we're saying that we felt like this isn't just, like, for necessarily just, like, single people in an apartment by themselves. Like, this
yeah.
could be for, like, somebody who's married, too, that, like, you're, like...
The budget.
This is not... Right. It's not my budget. It's not our forever home yet. Like, why am I going to waste time investing
not the location.
In this space when, like... I'm just going to wait for the bigger house, for the house in the city, for the farmhouse, for whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever
yep.
kind of, for that city that we're moving to, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, I just, personally, I just feel like there's so much value in, and I think it, I'm not meaning to, like, jump into that, but it does go along with what you also want to talk about of, like, this is not what I thought it would look like.
Yeah.
Because it takes it from dwelling on that, like, this is not what I thought it would look like, so I'm... It's almost like putting your hands on your hips, like, so I'm just not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Versus, like, okay, this is where I'm at right now, so I'm going to, like, make the best out of where I'm at now, and I'm going to
yeah.
enjoy where I'm at now. And
yeah.
part of that happens when you create a space that you enjoy
mm-hmm.
right now. And so part of that might be, like, okay, we're not in the location that we want to be
yeah.
at, or the house that I want to be at.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm going to make the space enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be just, like, buying not that amazing furniture.
Yes.
Like, this couch was $300 from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice couch.
Yeah.
Like, I love this couch. I bought it because I was like, oh, like, if I don't like it forever and I'll find the couch that I want,
mm-hmm.
like, then I'll just do a trade these. And I'm like, no, I love this couch.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, $300, which
yeah.
is, like, nothing compared... it is compared to, like, a new, like... sectional
yeah.
like even a small apartment sectional, they're like a grand.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm also an advocate for buying nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Again, even if it's like we're not in the so it could I, that's what I'm saying, like it could go kind of either
yeah.
way, because the other side of that is I thought for years and years and years, Sally, this is so stupid, like I feel really silly even saying this, I was like, I can't buy like a nice queen mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna wait till I'm married, and that's gonna be, like, they're, you know what I mean? Whatever. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I deserve a good night's sleep right now.
Yeah.
in a big bed that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, buy the new mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the new frame. Like, buy the nice cookware. Do you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, if you don't have to be like, oh, I'm gonna wait for this season.
Yeah.
Because I'll deserve it in that season, or that
right.
makes sense for that. So, like, I've
right.
literally thought that about, like, household things before.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, to me now it's, like, crazy.
Right, but it does feel like that a lot of the time. It's just like, well, no.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, except for the fact that now, like, can
now
I just
is
not,
now. Can
yeah.
I not just enjoy now?
yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think for certain, maybe certain life, like, if you're a missionary or someone who's,
sure.
like, moving all the time, it is like, okay, maybe that's not
sure.
going to work practically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's... Interesting, because
yeah.
I
or, like, you don't have to buy, like, the dollar store,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, get something nice.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what makes your space nice right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think I'm getting, like, a tiny bit of that, like, well, no, I don't want to just settle for anything just because it's functional. I would
right.
like to kind of enjoy the way it looks, and
yeah.
I will pay a little bit of money for it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But that has been hard, because I remember the first thing, I must have been, like, 19 or 20, and I just had, like, a bare duvet. That was a big investment for me. I didn't have a cover. I had nothing. I just had the duvet.
Yes.
And I just had it on my bed, and that was a big deal
yep.
for me. Like, I was like, wow, I just bought
wait,
a $100.
Wait, I thought the duvet was the cover.
I thought it was a duvet cover. And then there's duvet. I don't know.
What?
I got
oh, my gosh. I would have just called that, like, the Downy comforter.
Okay,
and then
that,
the part,
yeah.
the sheet that goes over is a duvet.
Maybe I'm
no, maybe I'm wrong.
But I got the comfort.
But I literally have the same story, so I love that you're sharing this.
Yeah.
I did the same thing.
So I went to Kohl's and I spent like $100 and got a comforter, and that was a big investment for
yes.
me.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, cool.
You have, like, the nice downy feathery one.
Yeah. And I was like, this is my thing that
inspired.
I've wanted.
I've always, like, looked up to you for having that one.
I wanted it so bad. And so I got that. And then my roommate was like, well, you should get some throw pillows. And I was like, absolutely not. That is a waste of my money. That's just for looks. Like, there's no functionality because you throw them off for bed.
Yeah.
They're not the pillow you sleep on. And I had this thing in me that was like, no.
So
and she was like, Sally, you have to enjoy things. Like, you want your room cute, right? And I was like, yeah, because I'd asked her to kind of help me decorate. She was like, get throw pillows, like four of them. And I was like,
yes.
What?
No.
So I went to Marshall's and I was like,
absolutely.
Fine. Yeah. And I bought them and I had them for like 3 or 4 years. And then this summer when I moved, I threw them out. I was like, I'm done with those throw pillows. They were great.
Yep.
And just being willing to have things like that come
yeah.
and go.
Yeah.
And I think that homes are something where it's hard for me with my like black and white mentality to be okay with a thing that's cycling through where it's just like, oh, it was used and now it's done and it goes and you use it and you buy it and you spend the money and then it goes just like the money itself. Like it all is just kind of in flux and it will go, it will come and it's fine. But I had this thing where it was just black and white where it was like, no, this is not my forever home. I signed a year lease. I'm probably only here for a year. I don't want this to be the place.
Uh-huh.
It's not that cute. Like, I'm not going to, like, invest in it. And I wouldn't have gotten the Christmas tree, wouldn't have gotten the throw pillows or whatever.
Well,
so.
I can't wait to do a Christmas tree with you and your
body. Okay.
I've gotten a real tree since we started doing that in the old apartment.
Uh-huh. I loved when you did that. Like, I loved it. I just felt so, like, I'm not spending my money on random little...
Because it, and I remember feeling, like, around that time, too, that I was like, this is the first place I felt like is, like, a home since I moved out of my parents' home.
Yeah.
And I think that was why, like, because we started to do things that was like, yeah, this is our space, like, we can be adults in my Christmas tree and
that's true.
A real one, and that's what I want, a real one to decorate it. And yeah, I've had a real one here every year, which is only been 2 years. So.
Yeah.
It's so fun, I love it.
Yeah.
Even literally if I'm the only one who sits by it and enjoys it.
So maybe I need to take that to heart. I still wasn't going to get a
Christmas tree.
Christmas
tree. Also, if you get a fake tree, you can stop listening to this podcast right now.
You can just exit.
You are not welcome. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
See yourself to the door.
You can see yourself out.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
So what was the thing about being in community or inviting yourself in other people's homes?
No. Yeah.
But being in
homes. So part of it, if you're regarding your space, is like being willing to invite people into your space and into your home. I love like hosting and things like that. I love it anyway, but I do feel like it also helps like make it not just like a space, but like homey in community, right?
Yes.
When you invite people into your space, there's something that changes when you do that. And being willing to do it even if your space is small. Like, I have a really small apartment. I've had 12 people here at the same time before.
Okay.
And it's like, just sit on the floor. Like, you know what I mean? But it's what happens, like, the community that happens over, like, the actual functionality of the space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, we all want functionality, but it doesn't always happen like that. Like, the community aspect is more important.
Yes. Well, and I love that because I actually did, like, this much, like, a little bit of hosting at the Hillsdale House.
Yeah.
And that was so fun, and I think that's basically one of the main driving forces of why I do want to make it cute right now, because I do hope that by November, December, I can invite people in and be like, hey, do you want to come and bake with me for an evening? Because that would be fun. But I want it to be so that there's, like, a little couch they can sit on and it's not just like, sorry, you can sit on my bed if you want.
I love it. But you also don't have to wait until it's, like, perfect and
you
have every coaster out before you do that either.
Yeah.
Because then it's fun. People can see, like, the progression of your house and things like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just being... This is, like, one of the, I guess, one of the best ways I can describe it. I remember I threw a bridal shower for somebody, like, I don't know, 2 years ago. And I set up the space and it was, like, beautiful. And the Lord just gave me just this kind of... I don't know, I just felt like he was just whispering over me, like, yeah, it's beautiful now, but, like, just wait till everybody gets here. And then I kind of said that when all the ladies got there, I was like, I just feel like this is what's beautiful, is that you're all here.
Yeah.
Like, to do the celebrating. Like, yeah, the space is beautiful, whatever, but, like, what's really beautiful is when you're all here and mingling and chatting, and you know what I mean? Just that sense of, like, that's what makes it...
The fellowship.
...beautiful is the fellowship,
Yeah.
And so, just that idea of not being afraid to invite people into your space, even if it's not quite finished, even if it's small.
Yeah.
Like, just think about how you feel when you're invited into somebody else's home or their space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just makes you feel, like, so special and so seen and so loved.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's the other plug.
Mm-hmm.
The other half of this is if you have those spaces as well, to invite people into them, especially yeah. single people, love being invited into your homes. Yeah. I know we've talked about this before, like,
yeah.
Just this generation, we talked about this a couple weeks ago with at a church meeting, like, just how much this generation, this young generation, is just craving connection. And obviously, like, that can go really haywire if they're looking for that in the wrong places or whatever.
Yeah.
But also capitalizing on that
yeah.
truth that, like, this generation is just craving connection and craving intimacy with people and fellowship. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, if you can, like, invite people into your home, if it's a safe place to invite people, you don't have to have, like, you can have, like, pizza. It really doesn't matter. Or just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be for anything crazy or organized, like a cookie decorating night. It's like, no, just come over and be with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, hope that everybody can have friends like that, because it is, like, I have friends like that, and it is just so special.
Yeah.
I know I talked about that a little bit in the... What episode did I do recently that I talked about that? What Not to Say to Your Single Friend, maybe?
Oh.
Yeah, if you do that, maybe, then that person will also invite people into their home.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know what I mean? Everybody has right. their little outreach of... people who they can reach. So if yeah. you invite somebody, maybe that person will be brave enough to then invite somebody else to their home
right.
who you don't have a connection with.
Yeah, because it was
just kind of
them.
spurs on.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'm doing this fall, it kind of goes along with, so I am leaving my job and I'm taking a 2-month sabbatical, which I'm really pumped about. Oh, that's like a whole nother story. It's so exciting. Anyways, so one of my goals for the sabbatical, I had to, like, write out a bunch of stuff. Like, literally, like, goals and, like, plans. Otherwise, I'm going to, like, go mad.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, one of my concerns is that I'm going to be lonely because I'm going to be mm-hmm. here a lot by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my goals for the next 2 months is to have dinner at my parents' once a week and then to have dinner with somebody else once a week. Like... it could be a family, like, I know, and I just invite myself over.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, planning on getting myself invited over.
Yeah.
That's, like, literally my goal. Like, I've told...
Scheming.
No, I've told people, like, hey, I'm going to invite myself over to your house in the next 2 months.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my goals, is to have dinner with, like, new families who I don't know super well and things like that. Just
like
to
from
kind
church.
Of, yeah, just,
yeah.
to, like, build that community and
yeah.
do that. Yeah, specifically, I think I'll do it on Sundays because... I've discovered Sundays is a hard day for me to be alone.
Oh,
well, I think it's
gosh.
I think it's because, like, you're at church and it's community and you love being with everyone, and then
yeah.
if you come home alone, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And so I think, and we're gonna start having church in the morning.
Yeah.
In November.
Crazy.
For a couple months, which is so fun. So I think I'm gonna try to do it Sundays, like, just get myself invited over for lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Be brave.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good, it's really fun. I feel very blessed right now because I stayed with a family for 3 weeks when
mm-hmm.
I was waiting for my apartment, but I kind of already needed to be in Syracuse
mm-hmm.
for the fall, and so I was living with them, and the mom just, like, this is something I've prayed for the whole time I've lived out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, Lord, we provide me with, like, a host home or some family that
yeah.
like, just asks, like, invites me in,
yep.
and I don't have to say, hey, can I be the couch crasher? Like, can I be that person? But then to, like, offer it
yeah.
almost.
Yep.
She gave me a key, and when I left, she's like, so you're adopted. I'm not taking the key back, and you can come whenever you want, and I'll let you know when we're having dinners.
Yay.
And so she'll just text me on a random night of the week, be like, 6:30 p.m., we're having this, this, and this. Come if you want. And there's no pressure, but there's also an open door, like,
do
all the
go?
Time. Yeah. And, like, last week,
that
I...
so fun.
Or 2 weeks ago, I wanted to study
literally,
somewhere.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That is such an answer to prayer for you,
yeah.
Sally.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And I wanted to, like, I'll want to study
that
somewhere else,
so
or I'll
so
want to, like, do something
yeah.
different. And I'm like, hey, can I just, like, stop by your house? She's
yep.
like, yep, this person's home, or I'm not home,
yep.
but just make yourself at home.
That's literally what I do at my allowances.
Yeah.
Yep. So fun.
Yeah. So, that's, like, a really
blessing.
Big blessing.
Yes.
Has just been, like... And her kids can kind of be, like, siblings, because we're kind of in a similar age bracket.
Okay.
Slash, like, similar
So you're
ages.
Adopted. I love that.
Yeah. I was just so grateful. She's like, I don't know if you want me to be your mom, but I'm kind of gonna be, like, your mom if you let me. I'm like, okay, yeah.
yeah.
I am still young enough to desire that. Like...
Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
it's not
yeah.
about young enough. It's
yeah.
just a desire for
it's connection.
Having. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so interesting. I like, too, that... I've told so many people this, or I haven't tried to encourage people in this, like, if you're like, I just want,
I just want somebody who will mentor me. I just want somebody who will invite me in, whatever, to, like, pray, Lord, will you, not only, like, will you put somebody in my heart, but, like, would you put me on their heart?
Yeah.
Somebody told me, I think probably Rebecca Zare, the mom, told me that. She's one of my mentors. Told me that, like, years ago, like, I'm going to pray that, like, the Lord puts you on their heart. And I was like, yeah. You can do that?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was my mom. I don't know. Yeah. And so I will tell people that, like, when they're saying, like, I want a mentor, I want this, right, or that. I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to pray that the Lord puts somebody in your heart, but also, like, let's pray that he puts you on their heart.
Yeah.
So that, because, like, it just makes it so special.
Yeah.
That, like, they would reach, mm-hmm, that, like, she would say, okay, you're adopted, you're one of ours, and it's not something you had to ask for.
Yeah.
So special.
Which, that is something I would encourage our listeners, knowing that they're 20s and 30s, like,
yeah,
to, like, do
pray. A lot of you, we know, not all of you.
Yeah. But do pray for those things. And, yeah, and if you're not in your 20s and 30s, yeah, and there's still those desires,
oh,
like,
100%.
Do pray for those things, yep, because I feel like I have seen the Lord's faithfulness when I prayed for something specific. That area felt like a very long time. I was like, wow, okay, I guess I'm just not going to have that. And,
yeah,
maybe the Lord knows I just don't need that in this,
yep,
season, but I wanted it. Because driving back to Lavo is just a lot to,
yep,
do, like, to be in a family,
yep,
setting.
Yep.
But what was the other thing? I think just, like, even housing situations that I'd prayed for that I, like, one of them I wrote down, like, wow, I have, like, all these things that I just prayed for a long time. And I remember, like, looking at the journal, like, past and seeing the prayers and then looking at the, like, thing where I was like, oh, my gosh,
mm-hmm,
I have this and I have this and I have this and I prayed for that.
Yeah.
And now I have it. And that's, like, a blessing. And so I think that for me, I have sometimes lost the vision for it because I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's just not something that's happening. So I'll stop asking for,
yeah,
it. But then, like, this, I feel like, really popped into my lap because it was a connection through a girl in my young adult group that I was just like, hey, I need a place to stay. You said you might,
yeah,
have your parents, like, they do that, and you might have,
yeah,
a place. And she was like, I'll ask them. And then it's like,
yeah,
they're my second family now. Yeah.
I love it.
So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
huge.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes. Did we already touch on the whole, like being able to settle with a place? I don't know why, but in my head I just think of military. Like,
mm-hmm,
how do you do that? That's kind of similar to, like, the college and young adult years where you might move a lot.
Right.
Military families do that too, or, like, Wilbur and Cheeky. Like, they just,
right,
you have to.
Yeah, my siblings do that very good too.
Yeah.
Paul and Mare specifically.
So is it just being willing to have that change all the time and still make it a priority to settle in every time? That's hard.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Right. I think exactly what you're saying. It's the mindset of not just being like, okay, we're only here for a period, so I'm not going to get invested in the church,
yeah,
or I'm not going to whatever. But I know, yeah, my brother and sister-in-law do this very well. Like, I remember I went down and visited them in Miami, and they had not been, like, there too long, and they were having Bible study in their house, like, for people from church.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just finding, like, where the need is in the area, or, like they were having young adults over, or where,
mm-hmm,
like, there's a lack, or where even you have a need, and just, like, filling it. Even,
yeah,
if it's not, like, I'm not the person who's been here the longest, or who has the most knowledge, or whatever, but, like, we need a space to have Bible study, so that's gonna be our home.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna go to this church and commit to this church, even though, like, we're not gonna be here for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of friends who go to North Country Fellowship, I think it is, in Carthage. I've never been there, but
okay.
They said that the military families there, specifically, I don't know why, do it so well. Like, they're like, we're amazed. Like, they're only here for 2 years, but they're invested in this church. Like, they invite people over to dinner. They are in each other's lives, like, all this stuff. And,
mm-hmm,
right, I think that's it. Like, if you don't do that, then what are you going to do? Miss out on that for,
right,
the entire time your spouse is in the military? Or whatever, you know what I mean,
yeah,
the situation is. It's either you capitalize on where you're at and what you have,
mm-hmm,
or you just don't ever have community. Or, like, it's just your family who lives hours and hours away. Like,
yeah,
we need people who are in our actual vicinity,
mm-hmm,
who we can reach out to, who we can go over to their homes, like, physically. Like, there's nothing wrong with having, like, familial support hours and hours away or whatever.
Yes.
Like, we've all done that.
Yeah.
But, like, there is something to be said of, like, in your vicinity, your actual community,
yes,
like, physically right around you.
Yes.
Like, we need that, I guess.
Yeah. And not feeling guilty, I guess, for that, because, like, this year, like, within the last 6 months or something, was the first time that I, like, reached out to someone other than my dad, basically, or bringing my car into the shop to say, hey, I just have a headlight out. And yeah. I thought you said you know how to do that. Would you mind just switching it for me? Just drive it to church. We're having an event there. Do that. Like, switch it out. There you go. And I'm just like, okay, praise.
Awesome.
Like, thank you so much for doing that for me. Because before, it's like, I either have to go and pay someone to do it. It's so tiny. Try to teach myself or FaceTime my dad and have him teach me while I'm doing it. Or just be like, there's someone that is able to do this, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask them to help? Or, that kind of thing. Which is really a blessing to have that, like... But to me, it is uncomfortable at first.
Yeah, right. And it's, like, a little humbling and
whatever. A little bit humbling.
But, like, that is what community is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the point.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you make, like, friendships. Like, think about it. Like, your best, like, stories or whatever... Or, like, when you realize, like, a friendship has gone deeper than just whatever is after you've, like, done something like that together where you've had to, like, figure something out or whatever.
Yeah. Had something happen.
Yeah.
Yes. Totally.
Hear your stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Does that answer the settling question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's a choice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just settle. Don't wait, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you'll just be waiting and waiting and waiting. And then what? You get to the actual thing of, like... Okay, we're where we want it to be. Like, if it's, say it's like a house specifically, like you're waiting for a farmhouse or whatever around a specific county or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, we're here. Like, okay, well, what? You just like missed 10 years of your life? Or like, how are you? You don't even know how to build community then at that point.
I was going to say, are you equipped to do it? Because you haven't been practicing.
Right. It's not going to be any different, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's the whole like grow where you're planted. Kind of thing.
How is that? Yeah.
I love it.
Comes back to that every time.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is really good. And I think in this season, like, I am, at least with the very physical, like, my little spot, a little studio apartment, I'm, like, prepared to be like, okay, I'm going to spend a little money and do a few things to make this place enjoyable for myself.
Yeah.
And it might not be what other, no, it will not be what other people do, because I do not put in that much effort. But you know what? I'm
going
to put in some effort.
My house is, like, an eclectic mess of things, I feel like. But somehow it works.
Yeah.
Because it feels like me, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's adorable.
But yeah, mine's not, like, I'm sure if I asked one of my friends who's really good at styling to do it, it wouldn't look anything like this.
But
this is me, and it's cozy, and
Yep.
Which is another thing I need to get out of my head, but...
What's that?
That's a learning curve of just that it has to look a perfect, like a certain way, or has to have an aesthetic to it, because some people are really good at that and they'll like choose their...
Sally is the aesthetic.
Yeah. Like, you know what? It's things that I enjoy and like, and I can, like for me, I can use my own art and not be like, eh, it's just not good enough.
Yeah.
It's just not like that. It's like, no, it's okay.
I mean, that's what I did for years, is just put up like my own handwritten stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I do enjoy, but...
Yeah.
I love my thrifted paintings.
Your what?
My thrifted paintings.
Yes. No, that's... Yeah, that's what I wanted. Yeah, it's hard for me to choose, but yeah.
Yeah. Again, we need to go thrifting together.
Yeah.
Do it. Buy the thing. Don't wait. Get a real Christmas tree.
Be in community.
Be in community. And, like, I love the whole idea, too, of, like... I've been thinking about this recently... Like, we think about, like, we want good friends, we want this, like, be a good friend. Like, we want community, we want this, well, like, make the community. Or, like, we want to be invited to other people's houses, whatever.
Yes.
Invite people into your home.
Yes.
Like, do the thing. If you can't just always, like, want the thing. Like, be the thing first. And then, like, it'll probably just
happen.
And
those are the people you want to be around and that do, like you said, you gather the girls in and then they go out and do the same thing or whatever you were referencing earlier. Like, those are the people that... are inspiring to go and do the thing is the when you see it played out in front of you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that was so simple. Megan just like invited us into her little living room. That was awesome. I loved it. I want to do that too when I have a place.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then more and more people get, it's not you, but it's like the outreach and the branches or whatever.
Yeah. And for me, letting it be simple. Like I think sometimes I've wanted to almost curate the group of people it is or be like, no. It's like, why?
Yeah.
These are the people who show up, so invest in them.
Right.
Don't try to invest in someone who doesn't care. Don't
Right,
because
those are
before.
The people who need it and
might
not even realize, like, I've had a couple of girls like that for, like, Sunday morning coffee and stuff where I'm like, well, I didn't realize they needed, like, I thought they were set.
Yep.
It's like, they need it just as much as, you know what I mean, anybody else or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and find the people who you wouldn't usually think of, like, mm-hmm. outside your shipment, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Cool.
Alrighty. Good deal.
Lovely.
We will see you all next time.
Have a good day.